Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Whose young core are you more excited about? The Braves or the Hawks?
The Braves.
You're more excited about the Braves?
More excited about the Braves because it's proven. It's more proven. I know we're going to spend more time talking about the Hawks coming up in about 10 minutes, but I'm excited about the Hawks, but the Braves have gone out on the field and shown you what they – like, we're hopeful that Trae Young can be an all-star.
Yes. Ronald Acuña is an all-star.
Is. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're hopeful that John Collins could take that next step. Ozzie Albies was an all-star last year.
Right.
We're hopeful that Cam Reddish and DeAndre Hunter come in here and are everything that we think that they could be. Well, Mike Soroka's the best pitcher in the rotation right now. He's 21 years old. We're hopeful that, you know, Austin Riley has 12 home runs in a month. Like, to me, the Braves have actually demonstrated some of the hope that we have for them on the field thus far. And that's why, look, I'm very excited for both of them.
Right.
I don't want it to come off as, yeah, you know, we'll see with the Hawks. But that's how it is. And I think that you said it earlier. You know, we make fun of draft grades when they're not good. We have to be consistent and not get super hyped up about a draft grade, even when it is good for the Hawks for Thursday night.
100% agree with that because it's easy to, especially when it's your team. You know, you make excuses for you. Well, I hate draft grades, but the Hawks did get A. You know,
that A looks nice, though.
Yeah, but you don't want to get too excited because the one thing, going back to what you said, we've seen these Braves young stars play. We've seen what this team is capable of doing, and it's led by these young stars, even though you got a superstar in Freddie Freeman who is the face of this franchise. We don't know what the Hawks are going to do. And like Andy said, we're going to talk more Hawks in the next segment. They're still unproven. I mean, I'm always of the mindset I don't ever get overly excited about 1 year. I mean, let me see you do it again. Let me see what you do in the offseason to make yourself better and continue to grow as a basketball, football, baseball, whatever you want to call it. But going into the season, we knew about Mike Soroka, but we didn't know Mike Soroka was like this. We knew that if he stayed healthy, what he was going to be able to do, and he's been so far so good he stayed healthy. I said it yesterday, I'm just worried about the late July, August type with these guys and what they're going to look like.
And I agree with that 100%. With those guys not having been in this position before, young pitchers, more innings, all that stuff, and they talked about maybe six-man rotation, like counting innings, counting pitches. I know that they're going to do that. You know what's interesting about the complaint of not spending money on the bullpen? Because I think we're all similarly frustrated that we're still sitting here with Luke Jackson as the closer.
Yes, we are.
Luke Jackson should not be the closer.
Yes. No, he should not.
I don't think he will be the closer a month from now. At least he better not be the closer a month from now.
Is the closer on the roster right now?
No, I don't think so. I think the closer plays in the NL West right now. I think he plays for the San Francisco Giants. But the one thing about, and I know that they didn't do this on purpose. Alex Anthopoulos had no idea that this was going to happen, but it did happen, so he's lucky that it happened. All of the teams that spent money or went out and traded for big money closers in the offseason are not happy with what they got in return. Like, none of the big money bullpen arms that were spent, that were paid for in this offseason, have done anything.
None of them.
They've been disasters,
but, I mean, it's,
by and large.
But, again, people always, when we talk about the Braves bullpen, there's always, well, bullpens all over the league are struggling. I ain't worried about them, though.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you. But and again, he didn't do that on purpose. Anthopoulos didn't know, those guys are going to be bad. They pay him, they're going to be bad. He didn't know that.
He got lucky.
He did.
Like you said.
But lucky is good.
But again, it's still early.
It's still early. And so now he can go to the well and pay for somebody who's demonstrated to have a good year thus far and bring them in here before the trade deadline, hopefully.
Let's hope so, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.